Every Tuesday morning, I get together with a group of elderly guys, and we sit around, we drink coffee, and tell stories. But also, we take a look at God's Word and just try to see what it has to say to us that day, that week. And we've been working our way through the book of Ephesians. And recently, we came to the beginning of chapter 5, where Paul, you know, he's been talking about who we are in Christ, and he then comes to us and he says, "Now be imitators of God as dearly loved children." And I said to him, "Well, what does that mean to you when it says be imitators of God as dearly loved children?" And I told him about my little grandson who at one point was imitating his dad. His dad has all sorts of tools and so on, and my little grandson, he got out his tools and he started working on something too. And even though his tools were merely toys and they really weren't accomplishing anything, but he was imitating his dad. And, you know, it just makes your heart feel good to see this little kid doing it. He's imitating what he sees his dad do. And the Apostle Paul says to us, now, you get that in mind, so now what I want you to do is be imitators of God as dearly loved children. We've been thinking about chaplaincy, a ministry in which we bring God's holy presence into the hurting parts of the world. And God wants us to do like Jesus did. Jesus brought the presence of God to us in our humanity. Jesus is Emmanuel. But then we have to ask ourselves, so how do we be an imitator of God? What is it that we as chaplains can bring to the table? What is it that God is about that we can then be imitating as His dearly loved children? Well, Psalm 146 has in it a really beautiful section in which it talks about what God does and the kinds of things that God's involved with. And I'd like to read that for you. It says, "He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but He frustrates the ways of the wicked." So just think of that. This is what God does. He upholds the cause of the oppressed. One of the things we've been looking at throughout this whole course on chaplaincy has been how so many people in their lives, at one time or another, really are oppressed either by grief, by life circumstances, by the guilt of their sin, by something else that's going on around them, and they feel this oppression. And what God does is He upholds the cause of the oppressed. So you and I, as chaplains, we go into that situation and we lift them up. People who are oppressed, you know what they look like. They walk with bowed head. They walk with their shoulders stooped. But in the book of Psalms, it says that God is the lifter of my head. He is the one who helps me to stand up straight. He's the one who takes away that oppression, that thing that weighs me down. The Lord gives food to the hungry. It is the Lord who has entrusted to us this world that He has made. And in this world we can raise food. And God is the one who gives food to the hungry. I was working on a course on early church history and in reading some of the things from a long, long time ago, there was a bishop in Alexandria who had written a liturgy for the Lord's Supper. And it was fascinating to read this from about the year 300. So it goes way, way back. And in it, what he's doing, he's giving thanks to God for the bread and for the wine. And in doing so, he includes this, to me, a very intriguing line: Father, you are the one who has instructed the earth to give us food. As this ancient bishop looked at the world around him there in Alexandria, he realized that it was God who had given instructions to the earth that when the seeds are planted, they will grow into plants that produce food. God is the one who gives food to the hungry. And if you and I are going to be imitators of God, you and I also need to find ways of bringing food to the hungry. Finding ways of clearing out the oppression that keeps food from getting to those who are hungry. That's our calling. As those who are bringing the presence of Emmanuel into our world. The Lord sets prisoners free. There's wonderful chaplaincy that can be done in prisons. Prisoners can be set free, as we noted the last time when we were talking about the Shawshank Redemption and how Andy Dufresne had played this beautiful aria from The Marriage of Figaro, and all these prisoners at one moment felt like they were free because this resonated with them deep down inside. You and I, when we bring the presence of God into people's lives in prison, we set them free to sing the songs of the redeemed. To sing those songs, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." We need to be imitators of God as dearly loved children. The psalmist says, "The Lord gives sight to the blind." When I think of Jesus, I think of the times when he had a person who was blind. There was a man sitting on the side of a road once as Jesus went by, and he cried out, "Jesus of Nazareth, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus of Nazareth, Son of David, have mercy on me." And when Jesus had him brought to stand in front of him, Jesus said, "What would you like me to do for you?" And he said, "Lord, I want to have my sight back." And Jesus touched his eyes and he could see. You and I as people who are Emmanuel for others who are sick. It's not just the blind, it's all sorts of other people. The Christian church throughout its history has been at the forefront of caring for people who are ill. Not just the blind, for those who have broken bones, those who have various other diseases. Hospitals all around the world are built and maintained and staffed by people who are Christians because they want to be imitators of God. They want to bring Emmanuel to those who are sick. They want to be God with us to them. That's how we be imitators of God as dearly loved children. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. My yoke is easy and my burden is light." God wants to take away from us the burden of our guilt. He wants to take away from us the burden of our grief over our sin. And through the blood of Jesus, he has lifted us up. All of us were bowed down. All of us were heavy laden with all those things we carried with us. But the Lord lifted us up in the person of Jesus. And now God says, be imitators of God as dearly loved children. Find those who are bowed down with their grief, who are bowed down in their pain and their suffering, and come alongside them. Lift that burden off them and show them the yoke of Jesus, because His burden is light. The Lord loves the righteous. Now we might say, well, that's not so hard to do. We can be imitators of God pretty easily there. And yet, so often we find petty little things going on in our lives between us and someone else. And we only love other people for what they can do for us, but God loves us unconditionally. And that's how He wants us to love others, to be imitators of our God, our Father. The Lord watches over the foreigner. All across the face of the earth today, there are people who are refugees from war and from famine. And these foreigners wander the face of the earth with no place to call home. And the psalmist tells us that they're not just in this by themselves, but the Lord is the one who walks with them as they make their way over the face of the earth, wondering where they're going to go. Millions of people today are the foreigners who don't know what to do with themselves, who don't know where to go. The church, those of us who are Christ followers, we can be Emmanuel for the foreigners. Most likely in your community, there are people who've just arrived from somewhere else. How can we be Emmanuel for them? As we imitate God, who watches over the foreigner and who sustains the fatherless and the widow. In the psalmist's day, if you were an orphan or you were a widow, you were amongst those who were the outcasts of society. Nobody felt they needed to care for you, except God. God is the one who sustains those who are fatherless, those who are widows. We can do no less. We can be imitators of God as dearly loved children. As we care about people we know whose father has died. We can care about those whose spouse has died. We can come alongside them, so that they will experience Emmanuel, God with us. And the Lord frustrates the ways of the wicked. That's one thing that chaplains will do. They will make other people really frustrated. The wicked want to put down the widow. They want to abuse the fatherless. They want to scorn the foreigner. They despise the righteous. They push down those who already bowed down. They trip up those who are blind. They want more people in prison. They want to take food away from the hungry. They are those who are the oppressor. But the chaplain comes alongside all of these others and frustrates the ways of the wicked. That's what God is calling us to do. May you, in your life today, make a decision that you are going to be an imitator of God as a dearly loved child. And then go out and be like God, as He's described in Psalm 146. I wish you well.